Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 in studio. Today, Friday, we are going to be at Republic Boot Company. We want you all to come on out there. All day long we'll be there. The bar will be open. The fireballs will be flying. So that's going to be fun. And then at Nick's place, of course, on Monday, we've got the Christmas party. And as we start the holiday, it's the only way to start your holiday season with us at Republic Boot Company and then at Nick's place. So we want you to come on by and hang out with us. We got a nice show. How much?
The NBA Championship Cup.
Yeah. How did you feel?
Cup?
How'd you do?
Man, what a cup.
Yeah.
I mean, what
you know?
What a cup.
Dell, how much did you guys watch?
Of the cup?
Of the cup.
About 8 minutes of the cup.
Did you watch that much?
Well, 8 real minutes, not game minutes.
What?
Oh, that includes.
You saw a commercial break?
Yeah. I didn't really care about the cup. I want the cup to be a thing. I think it's fine.
I think it's only going to be a thing if your team is in it.
100%.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know if that's the way it is in soccer. With the FA Cup and the Caribou Cup and all these cups they have.
No.
I don't know if you care about those if your team's not in it in England either.
I don't know. Do you,
Del, do you, it, know
do
if
you
they,
care more if it's a regular season game in the
they
in
care
Premier
about the,
League, or do you care more if you're playing for the
no,
whatever
they,
cup?
No, a lot of those teams care about just equally about the cup.
Yeah.
Because they don't really have a chance. You have to understand, it's like college football. Most people don't really have a chance.
But there's sometimes only teams make a run. Run. There was the team.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Every once in a while. So you get excited.
Yeah.
Those people get excited for their
team.
Well,
we did.
Remember
we were talking about that team from, where was it? Where was the team from?
Well, not Rex.
That was from
was
not
a
Norway.
Scandinavian
or,
country.
Oslo,
oh,
where?
But that wasn't the FA or Caribou Cup. That was a different.
It was either was Europa or Champions League. We had a guy calling about his
small
talent
playing
for it. To answer your question, like Crystal Palace won their first trophy in 100 years or so in the FA Cup. They're a Premier League side who's been consistently in that league. They don't have to worry about really falling out like relegation, but they're never going to win the Premier League. But they could go on a run and win the FA Cup because it's a one-off. It's a tournament-style competition. So, yes, people over there care. Even if their team's not playing, they'll lock in and watch, like, the later rounds. Like, they're not going to watch a second-round game between someone and someone. But if he gets into the semifinal when they go to Wembley, that historic stadium, yeah, people over there will watch it even if
last night they were in that historic Vegas stadium.
T-Mobile Arena, whatever it was.
But this is the difference.
I don't know.
This is what you have. This is what you have to remember. Their soccer is their NFL. It's not their NBA.
Yeah,
So will we watch playoff games in the semifinals? Yeah. We'll watch teams that aren't our teams.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. So will they. So it's not really a basketball. I mean, they're trying to do soccer stuff, but basketball is more regional for us. Baseball is more regional. It's become that way over time. It didn't used to be. It used to be we would, now I'll lock in on basketball playoffs, but the cup, I mean, not necessarily the cup. Now the playoffs, yeah, I watch playoffs. Baseball for me has really become regional. I got to tell you, if it ain't the Astros, I almost don't give a flying about other teams. I could take their old sorry ass teams out of here.
Not me. I watched the playoffs last year.
Yeah, the playoffs.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, oh no, deep in the playoffs. Yeah, if it's a good matchup, but in the World Series, I watch. But I don't know. For me, I need my teams to be in it. And for the cup, 100% that's going to be the case in basketball. I think unless you're a big hoop head and you're just like turning on TV and catching a Tuesday night game, you know, then you're watching, you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to watch anyway. But it didn't really, because it's a cup final, it didn't really draw. I did notice ESPN's really trying to make it a thing in the headlines today.
Yeah.
Knicks conquer cup. Laud poise under pressure. It's the front page. Knicks surge late to win NBA Cup championship. I just want free flights on Emirates. I wouldn't care about anything else but flying Emirates. My goal in life, I have two goals. One is to go to a World Cup game, which seems impossible based on the prices I'm seeing now, about $4,000 a ticket.
Did you see that they're putting out 1,000 tickets at $60 each for every game?
Yeah, but it's not for us.
Well,
it's for people who are part of a club that follows the.
They're out there. Okay.
No, they're not out there for us.
Go get them.
They're not out there for us.
You always like, no, that's not for
us. It's not.
Work harder.
Read the article.
It'll be for you.
Read the article.
Work harder and it'll be for you.
You can stop reading this if you're not part of the clubs. There's certain clubs that travel and follow the team. Well, that's not going to be most of us. So it's for a very limited amount of people. And it's very specifically for the people on the list.
Right.
So it's they're already designated. Like, they get first crack.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of Ivory Coast tickets available because no one can come here.
Ivory Coast playing
where here? Else? Senegal? Where else? There's a travel ban and it's not being lifted? There's two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they can't.
Nobody's allowed.
So they
to
put. Do you know how many extra teams are on the World Cup? I didn't know this until Glenn Davis.
Yeah, there's 48.
It's a ton.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they just threw up participation NCAA tournaments again. Like, let's play some more playing games.
Yeah.
Glenn Davis was pissed. He's like, the level of soccer that they're allowing in right now.
Yeah.
He's like, all for money. He's like, it is not good. They expanded
the college football playoffs. That's what they did.
And we're going to get some sweet games.
Well,
22-point dogs in games.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to tell.
Not ideal.
We're not going to be able to tell.
Not ideal.
It'll look.
So what I was saying is, there's two things I want more than anything. To go to a World Cup here in Houston, and I'm trying to figure that out now. And then number two is to fly, get a first class or business class or whatever it is, flight on Emirates. Because it looks like you want it to be the longest flight in history. Like, you never want to get off.
And Penelope Cruz will be right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could be.
You saw the commercial.
Yeah, she's
on
there.
The commercial.
Yeah.
She might be on your flight right next to you. And that would be.
Yeah. I'll have to ask Nicole what her thoughts are on Penelope.
Yeah. Why is she's not a big fan? Or?
No, she does like her.
Yeah, but.
I'm saying, can we all get along?
You want your wife to get along with Penelope
Cruz. I want all of us to get along. It's a long flight.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I don't want to be sitting next to somebody I don't get along with. That's all. That's all that is. So I want to fly on Emirates. I want to go to a World Cup.
Uh-huh.
I'm a simple man, Jack. That's all I want. I don't want a lot, except these both tickets are extraordinarily expensive.
Yes.
I don't know what costs. Actually, an Emirates flight costs more than a World Cup ticket.
It probably does, yeah. Yeah.
It will.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. We just bought some tickets. We're going to go take a nice trip next April. And just to be not in up front, it was like, holy, it's more than a World Cup ticket.
Where? On Emirates?
Yeah. No. On United.
Yeah. No kidding.
Emirates, forget about it.
Yeah, forget about
it. Can't do that.
Houston to Dubai, because they fly to Dubai a lot. It's kind of like, I think that's one of their homes.
Emirates does?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure they do.
That's their home.
Yeah, that's what Emirates do. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I were if I were going from Houston, it goes from Bush, actually, and I were going to Dubai, let's just see. I'm going to see, because maybe it's cheap. Maybe they got a Cyber Monday deal or something. Maybe they've extended a Cyber Monday deal.
Not sure.
Do you think they've extended a Cyber Monday deal?
Do you think there's a Cyber Monday deal going on at Emirates?
Let's just leave. Let's make it cheap. We'll leave on a Tuesday. We'll get back.
There's a reason they're able to put that Emirates on the jerseys.
Yeah.
On the kits.
Uh-huh.
It's because they make a lot of money. They don't have Cyber Monday deals.
I'm not even going to go first class. I'm just going to go business class. Mm-hmm. One adult. Nicole stays at home. I'm just going from a Monday to a Saturday. Okay. That business class cost me $7,000.
Yeah.
So that's more than a World Cup ticket.
More than a World Cup ticket, but it lasts longer, too, though.
That it lasts a lot longer. Yeah, a lot longer. Actually, yeah. That's a good way of looking at the shot. Now, let's go to first.
So for your money, you're actually well, more
well,
value.
But if I want to go first class, which is the nice one I see on TV.
I'm going to say $16,000.
11.8.
Oh, 11.8. That's not
11.8. Yeah, 11.8. That's 14 hours.
That's not.
The next one goes up to 12,100. That's not what? That's a tremendous amount.
That's not something I want to. I'm in for. That's what
no,
I'm
no, no, no. I'm not in for that either.
No,
that's
no.
why I've got to win a world. That's why I got to win an NBA Cup.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I got to win an NBA Cup to have any chance at this. And I just don't see that happening for me at this stage, working for the radio station and the NFL. I don't see me winning an NBA Cup anytime soon.
Yeah. What the world needs
especially
now?
Alpi's taking those shots.
What the world needs now is more NBA Cup games. That's what the world needs now.
Yeah, it really will bring us together. We're pretty polarized, and if we can have more NBA Cup games, I think it'll bring us together.
Do we have Josh Pate today?
No, because it's
tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we should.
Tomorrow
sure.
He is okay because I've got.
Yeah,
sound.
And we've got Five Star's going to make a little appearance on Friday. To give us his thoughts on the playoff games.
Oh, good.
The college football playoffs.
Yeah. Well, we got to break down the college football playoff games ourselves. We also got to talk about this week in the NFL and this football team. And, Reuben Owens ain't scared of your boys, Del. How's that taste?
Boy, but the Aggies in mass are talking about, I ain't worried about Reuben Bain. Take Reuben Bain's sorry ass up out of here.
Wow, see,
that's what the one of the offensive linemen said that about Reuben Bain.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Reuben Bain.
He said, what?
Reuben Bain. Oh, weak ass. Let me tell you, Reuben Bain is hot knife through butter. One of the strongest humans I've seen play defensive end. He's really a defensive tackle. He just, Dell and his friends get really mad about hearing that Reuben Bain is a defensive tackle. Reuben Bain gets mad here. Every NFL team, I've only talked to like three, and everyone says he's a three technique, but he didn't want to play there. He'll be 295 pounds if he's not careful. And he's got 31-inch arms, so you know the character, the character from Tommy Boy whenever, what's his name, who died?
Oh, Chris Farley.
Yeah, Chris Farley, when he goes, yeah. With his little arms like that.
That's him.
That's Reuben Bain, only really muscular and able to smash through any blocks. So I would be careful about poking that bear. Reuben Owens talking about Miami, too.
Yeah.
I kind of like a running back because, like, you're going to have to do it anyway.
If
so it doesn't really matter.
He's going to be inside with the three. Could he be Aaron Donald-ish?
Yes. As a matter of fact, somebody told me he reminded with his strength reminded he doesn't want to play there though. He said that when he was being recruited, the guy who recruited him, the guy who runs the Senior Bowl recruited him. I can't remember which school he was at. Recruited him as a three tech. Or he wanted to make him a three technique, and he's like, "Nope, I ain't playing inside." And he's told scouts consistently, "I ain't playing inside on the next level." Like, okay, well, you're gonna have to get your little T-Rex arms. Better get them working.
Well, but has he? Because look at what he's done and how the attention he's getting.
Yeah, he's going to fall in the draft, though.
He is.
Yeah, when they find out. And I saw it pop up on Twitter for the first time yesterday. Somebody knows what his arm length is. It's historically what I was told by a friend of ours is they ran a study when they got all of his measurements, and there's never been a successful player on the Pro Bowl level. Are a really good player who has his measurements. Never in defensive end.
Really? Yeah.
Like in history.
Yeah.
So he'd be a real outlier to have arms that they're actually below 31 inches. So it would be all of his measurements point to being a defensive tackle. But all I'm saying is he's really, really strong. The other guy can really rush too, Akeem Mezidor. This is going to be a great Cassius Howell can rush. Like you got two quarterbacks who can make plays and make mistakes. You got wide receivers, Tony and Concepcion, who are great playmakers on both sides. The difference is, I don't know if Miami has a match for Craver offensively. Both coaches are kind of similar in their mindsets. And I actually think this is, like these two games, Miami and A&M and Oklahoma and Alabama, These are pretty good games. Like, they're pretty evenly matched teams, games. These are pretty good games.
Josh, with David Nuno, I don't know if it was yesterday. It might have been yesterday.
Josh Pate,
he picked A&M. And he broke it down why.
If he picks Miami here with us, we're going to know he's got some boiler room tactics going.
Oh, he's...
if he goes and he just...
He's hatchet man.
Yeah. If he all of a sudden, because he's got a Miami guy here on the show, he's like, oh, I like Miami. And then in front of the Aggies, he says he likes the Aggies.
Yeah, right.
I'll know. Maybe he's not trustworthy.
Well, I think he'll be trustworthy. I think
he's not usually afraid to give his real opinion.
Yeah, right.
I'm not too worried about it, but
he's not afraid to disappoint a fan base.
He's not afraid to disappoint a fan base at all. Yeah. Most fan bases are ultimately disappointed with you.
Right.
They believe you're biased anyway. Josh gets that all the time. And then I found out that all the SEC teams thinks that they all believe the Joe Moore Award is biased to the Big Ten. So, and that's how
the corn fed.
All three finalists were from the.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe they have a little point.
Here's something: block better SEC offensive lines.
Wow. Maybe you should play against better defensive lines.
Hey, Alabama, maybe run for more than 3.5 yards a game. You ain't winning a.
No, they SEC ain't winning no Joe Moore
Award.
No, Alabama's offensive line ain't winning no
Texas,
Joe Moore Award.
Alabama, A&M really performed. They were a semifinalist, and they did not play well down the stretch at all. So,
well, let's take a break.
This is huge. When we come back, we're going to find great news, guys. Great news on the Rockets front when we come back.
Yes.
Fantastic
news. It changes
everything
from the other night.
You need to stay with us because this is big.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you this. Like I said, we're going to be out at Republic Boot Company. We're going to be at Nick's place. I am going to have some Coors Lights. I just want you to know that. I know maybe you thought I wasn't going to, but you thought wrong if that was the case, because Coors Lights are going to be flying this holiday season. They already have been. I don't want to say it started yesterday because it probably started, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, where we're just going to have Coors Lights now from here on in, because the end of the year is coming, and I want to do my part. I want to keep Texas chill. I want to keep wherever I am, I want to keep it chill. And that's what Coors Light does. And this holiday season, I want you to make sure when your boys come over or your family comes over, make sure that you've got – do you care about them? Yes, you care about them. Do you love them? Yes, you love them. You want to make sure that they're refreshed. You want to make sure that they have the best of everything, right? And that's just a little touch, but it just shows you care. If you've got Coors Lights on hand, it shows that you care about your people. So, it's holiday season. Let's make sure we got cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Keep everyone refreshed. Keep everyone chill this holiday season with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, man, oh man, oh man, thank God. In the NBA, there's something called the L2. Is it L2M? What is it? Del, do you know what it is?
Last 2 minute
L2M.
Report.
L2M, yeah. And the NBA goes over the last 2 minutes of every game and decides how the referees did, how the officiating was, and the L2M. It was perfect. It was perfect the other night against Denver.
Wait, it was perfect?
Yeah, it was perfect because they were perfectly wrong on three calls.
Okay.
They were absolutely wrong on three calls, and every single one of them went
critical
against
calls.
Critical calls, every single one of them went against the Rockets.
I like that they're that accountable, at least.
Well, and so this officiating crew is going to be suspended, maybe even, you know, maybe 30 lashes.
Jailed?
I don't know about jailed, but 30 lashes, certainly.
I don't know if we're bringing back a lot of stuff. I don't know if lashes are going to be one of them.
Well, if in fact... Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's not a great lash.
That wouldn't be.
The lashings aren't great.
No, canings?
We're not that country. That's somebody else's
maybe
thing.
Maybe we'd get better officiating if we did.
Yeah. We're good at throwing a bunch of people in jail.
We do that.
We
kick them out of the country. How about that?
Well, I think they're American citizens, but.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Sometimes it doesn't matter. I just think one night in jail is all. It shouldn't take a lot. And maybe just a suspension.
You think that's going to change? No.
And a suspension.
You don't think that these two incompetent refs and the other one that's starstruck, you think that they're going to learn a lesson from one night in jail? Mm. I've done that before. I didn't learn anything.
Well, you're not an NBA ref, are you?
No.
You didn't reach that stratus.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop Ime Udoka from getting fined. They're still going to fine him. I bet it'll come out today.
Yeah.
He'll still catch $25,000 because you can't do that. You can't call officials starstruck and the worst. Even when it's a terribly officiated game, you're not allowed to say it publicly.
No.
So he'll still get his suspension. I mean, he'll get his fine. But I'm glad that the NBA at least called it out because it's a bad look for them, and they still do it. So I appreciate the fact that the NBA knows it makes them look bad, and they still do it. You know, I do appreciate that. At least it doesn't do anything.
It doesn't help at all. Now, what is it? I mean, actually, exactly. What does it? What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just sometimes
is that
you just,
crew going to be?
It's you want retro. Well, there's probably some internal stuff when you're really bad. I would imagine. Like I said, you won't get any playoff games. And they may, you know, in Major League Baseball, they get rid of you. It takes time, but once you hit a certain level, I think there's a scoring system. You're just gone. They kick you out, and there's other minor league refs coming up. There's all kinds of basketball refs all over the country who work G League, who work college basketball, who could move up. So if you're not good, you'll lose your job, which is the way it should be if you're officiating. It should be that way for anybody.
Is there a lot of firings in NFL officiating?
NFL?
I mean NBA officiating?
I think it's, well, we wouldn't hear about it. It'd all be done behind the scenes. But yeah, I'm sure there's, I don't know about firings, but there's,
well,
yeah, there,
if
there's.
If you're not good enough, do you get fired?
Yeah, I think the contract runs out and you're not brought back. Yeah. They're contracted as well. Yeah. Absolutely. You see new refs all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
You see new refs all the
time. Yeah.
I'm not somebody who really pays attention to names of refs, but I recognize new.
Maybe somebody does and they can help us out on this. Is there a great
turnover?
You mean
KJ?
Huh?
KJ knows all about
refs. I know KJ does. Well, KJ can tell us.
And we used to have that guy who would call.
Why isn't KJ on the court somewhere?
What was the guy named Mike the Ref or whatever? James the Ref. Remember, James would have seminars to help people become refs. Maybe he knows also.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a former NBA ref listening.
Remember the one NFL ref that wanted to kill you? The one that was at...
He wasn't a ref.
He was an Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
And you said something bad about Ohio State and he wanted to punch you in the
face. I didn't even know why
he was... He's a big dude, too. I remember he was...
He's short, but he's...
Always big.
He's short, but
he's
squatting.
Strong. Yeah.
He got a neck like this.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name. It's Mike something.
Mike.
And you told me, and I was like, he's mad at me. What's he mad at me for?
He's mad that you said something about Ohio State, and he's...
Yeah, he was... And Ohio State fans, you know how they get.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, he got mad at me. I don't even know he was mad at me until you told me that.
Yeah. So anyway, the Rockets win because the NBA came out and said that they had three calls in the last 2 minutes that were wrong, and every one of them went against the Rockets. So it's like a win.
Yeah, so now you know you got screwed for sure.
Yeah.
The NBA said, and including the Amen Thompson, like, yeah, those are all bad. Amen, when the one where Jamal Murray got to the free throw line, was bad.
Yeah.
All of them are bad.
Yeah. And then there was another Amen later.
Two Amens. The Amen on Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
The trip was, the Jamal Murray one was where he got free throws. Amen got screwed twice.
Yep.
And who was the other one?
And there was one inside where Alpi got pushed in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, big ups. So, nice at NBA, you admitted it, and so the Rockets get the win. They changed the win, they changed it from loss to win. Actually, nothing happened, and I'm pretty sure all it is, you know what, you got a demerit on your NBA NBA video. So that's all. Absolutely nothing is going to happen because of this. And the Rockets just get screwed. And then the next time that they have this officiating crew, any of them in this officiating crew, I don't know, is this like the NFL where they all just travel together and they don't, or do they switch them up? Do they switch crews up? KJ, you need to help us on this.
Yeah.
Okay. You really need to help us on this because this is we just don't know enough about this. I would like to think that there would be some sanctions against these referees. I would like to think that they not only looked at the last 2 minutes, but the rest of the game. Ime Udoka, I've never seen him as nuts as he was in the second quarter when he went after the refs and he had to be held back.
He didn't flip out at refs.
He flipped out the other
very,
night.
Very often.
He flipped out the other night.
Here's the answer. Yes and no. NBA officials do travel in crews for individual games, but they do not stay together as a fixed crew all season. Game-by-game crews, each NBA crew uses three official crew. They're assigned together for that specific game. They travel to that game city, work it, but officials do not stay paired together all year long. The league rotates crew assignments constantly, different partners, different crew chiefs, different game contexts. It's done to avoid familiarity or bias, maintain consistency league-wide, and allow performance evaluation across different combinations. So,
yeah. So they
makes sense. So they're not going to be together as a whole crew, and hopefully they're never together ever again.
Yeah,
you just can't trust them together.
No, you can't. No,
they're not trustworthy.
Not those three. They are not serious people. That's for sure. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get into Rockets win.
They hate Amen Thompson, apparently.
Yeah, they hate everything about the Rockets. They hate LP. They hate it all. LP was asked after the game, you know, are you not getting calls because you're not Jokic? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, I guess
he goes,
not
I don't have the MVP. I don't have the MVP.
That dude's got MVP.
He goes, but he said, but he did say, you know, when he was young, he probably didn't get some of these calls either. Yeah. But he said, so hopefully when I'm older.
When he has his third MVP, he'll get some calls.
Will he ever win an MVP? I say no. I mean, he's a big favorite not to get one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to give me some odds here.
Yeah. No, he won't.
You got to give me some big odds here.
Will Alperen Şengün, who will win a championship first, Alperen Şengün or C.J. Stroud? Obviously, I'm probably talking about teams, but you never know.
Which one is harder? With Oklahoma City in the league?
Pretty tough. There's not a...
And now it's opened up a little bit with Patrick Mahomes down.
Now you're talking about for right now. Moving forward, Oklahoma City is pretty much locked in for a long time.
Yes,
yeah. That's something you got to consider.
Absolutely something you can consider. I would say CJ probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an elite defense.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have anything to do with that.
Well, he's got an elite defense for a little while. This window is going to close with all the everybody that's going to have to get paid.
But Jim Crane's not the owner.
Yeah.
So they actually might re-sign players.
Well, they already have. They already gave Stingley his deal.
Yeah, Sting got his. Will Anderson's going to get his. Yeah. I don't think Danielle Hunter will get more than this contract. They'll have to let him walk. He's in his 30s, so they'll let him walk.
Well, I haven't seen him in the last couple of weeks. He might not be on the team right now. You don't know.
No, he actually did play.
He played?
He played both games.
Last two weeks,
hasn't made a lot of noise.
I haven't seen him in the last 2 weeks, so you don't know. You don't know if he's still with the team. Time to talk a little under. Okay, what would be
higher or lower on Danielle Hunter? I would say lower on sacks, but you know that's something that you can look at on Underdog Fantasy. They've had team picks along with player picks, but here's the thing: with Underdog Fantasy, you're going to get a fantasy market that is really robust. You can do your daily fantasy. I mean, that's still available for you. Daily fantasy's there. You can make good money playing against smaller amounts of people or larger group of people where there's a lot of different payouts. So I do want to mention that. But the one that's really hot right now for a lot of people is making your player picks. It's taking your picks and going higher or lower on statistics like catches, like sacks, like rushing touchdowns. But right now, I want to focus on basketball because we're on Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week for basketball. We got basketball coming up. So now we're talking rebounds, points, assists, rebounds and assists, points and rebounds, all these different combinations. They do it for the first half. They do it for the game. And so all these players, all these stats, there's so much to choose from. And all you have to do is find one that you think is a little soft and go higher or lower. You make picks. You make at least two picks together, but you can go as high as, I believe, seven players. You can win, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 times your original play. All you have to do is get in the game, okay? And to do that, you download the Underdog app. You use promo code Lance, and on your first deposit, they're going to give you $75 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. So make sure you're picking higher or lower for all your basketball stats. The games you're going to watch anyway, play along with them with Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Come on in. We haven't had many calls this week. It's kind of been crazy that there have not been that many calls. It's a kind of a boring week. It's like, okay, you got the Raiders this week. It is a 325 game, which changes things up just a little bit. You know, you're going to have to wait for your team. You got a little bit more time to have some fun this weekend before the game. Maybe imbibe a little bit. Okay, those noon games make it a little bit difficult. You get out of church and you got to start drinking right away. That's a problem. Now you got a little bit of time. Take your time. Get well lubed up for the football game. So that's a positive. But I find that this game, you know, I find that this team is now all of a sudden, it's just expected, right? Even D'Amico, they gave up 20 points in this game, which by NFL standards is a really good game, right? Not good enough. Not good enough for D'Amico. He didn't feel like they played up to their standards, which good. Is, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be elite and you're... Listen, they're elite defensively, elite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears or the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but this is a defense that creates havoc.
It allows you to win games that you shouldn't based on kick and field goals, which they have done. You can win. They can allow you to win games when you're not playing well offensively. We're really spoiled because there's a lot of defenses that can't stop anybody, and the offenses have to crank it up. They got no choice. And the Texans can just say, you know what, let's just kick a 54-yarder. We're lucky. We have a guy who makes 50-yarders at a high rate and an elite defense. The Texans can just settle in and say, you know what, we're 56 yards out. Let's just do that.
Yeah. Right.
Let's just go. Or they get to the 3-yard line, first and goal from the 2 or 3, and they say, you know what, let's just kick a field goal.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? We feel good about it. Yeah, and you know what? Our defense will hold
us. We don't need touchdowns down here in the 1 or 2-yard line. Let's run it straight into the line,
and if something happens,
that's fine. And if it doesn't, we'll take a 5-yard penalty for illegal procedure or illegal shift or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody's lined up like Blake Fisher without checking in. We'll take our penalty and we'll kick a field goal.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. I'm really sarcastic today.
I know. Well, I've
noticed that. I don't know if it's us not being in the NBA Cup or what it is, but I'm a really sarcastic person today.
Okay. It might be that. What about Sophia being on the line waiting to talk?
All right. Is it one of Eric's girls or real?
We can only hope. Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
How's it going?
What do you think? Good. How are you?
Good.
What do you think of Philip Rivers' comeback? My dad can barely run at 44.
Your dad what?
Can barely run at 44.
My dad can barely run at 44, and Phillip Rivers is running. And I don't know if Phillip Rivers.
He's not running. Well, hold on a second. I want to put your dad against Phillip Rivers in a race, Sophia.
Yeah, your dad might have a shot.
I don't know. Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I was impressed with Phillip Rivers. He was okay.
Yeah,
he was okay. Did you want him to win?
Yes.
You wanted Phillip Rivers to win.
Yeah, it's like your own dad's winning.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of see your dad and Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, he's got a dad bod. Everything.
Yeah.
Your dad's got a dad bod too, Sophia?
Yes. Yeah. A big belly.
That's what Phillip Rivers has.
Phillip Rivers has. Your dad could play quarterback in the NFL, Sophia.
I am Phillip Rivers. We can just do a whole commercial where a bunch of dads are just like, I am Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Just do something like that.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so your dad, do you think your dad could ever be a quarterback in the NFL now that Phillip Rivers has done it?
I don't know.
Yeah, the big
dad
belly is.
Absolutely not, guys.
The dad's got to step in here. The big belly makes it tough.
Where do you go to school?
Where do you go to school?
I go to a man academy.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
And so are
one
you
of the smart kids?
So you are. So you've got. Are you just in school for the rest of this week, and then you're out, or are you still in school after that?
No, I'm still in school. This is my last week.
This is your last week? Last are you? Week. Are your grades? Are you doing well in school this year?
Yes.
All right. Yes, I would think your, so. She's sharp.
Stay on your grades.
Sophia's sharp.
Stay on your very grades, sharp. Sophia.
Do you, and, she, do, and she's realistic about her dad.
She's very realistic about
yeah, it. Yeah, she's like, I don't know.
Most people think their dads could beat bears yeah. in a fight and things like
honestly
that.
Honestly, JT asked me, Dad, could you beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one?
Oh, no. Kids think when they're young. Like, yeah, you have to keep it real. That's yeah. right, Sophia.
Yes,
the more realistic you are at a younger age, the less likely you are to be – you know, caught off guard by the world.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be like,
hey, no, she's dad. Realistic about the,
my
about
dad
everything.
Can't run.
Yeah.
My dad can't run. Do you listen to the show, Sophia, when you're headed to school with your dad?
Yes, every day, even when I'm leaving.
How old are you, Sophia?
I'm 9. And
oh man, that's a problem.
I'm starting to think about all the things we've said that? At 7:40.
Sophia, did your dad ever say, don't say what they just said?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Now we got a 9-year-old.
My wife says that. Yeah, so, yeah. Don't say what you just
said.
Well,
you stay on your grades. Yep. Get good grades.
Yep.
And take your vitamins if they give you vitamins. Eat vegetables.
Yes,
and get a proper night's sleep as well. That's something that they won't take. And stay off your phone. If you get when you get a phone, and hopefully it's not for a long time, when you get a phone, and boys are bad. Boys are bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stay off your phone. Don't be on your phone all the time and get good sleep. Grades up, drugs down.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Sophia. Yes, thank you for calling.
And look how polite she is.
Yes, she is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. I don't get that from my kids. Not even when they were 9.
No. Honestly, JT, Dad, are you the strongest man in the world? Yes. Yes, I am. Yes.
How'd you know?
Yes.
Could and you beat Michael
yes,
Jordan?
Yes, I could beat Michael Jordan. He's not that good. He's
Michael
he's
Jordan's on, great, and I could beat him.
And I could beat
that's
him.
That's how you
yeah,
say it.
Right. All right.
I knew you could, Dad.
Let's get Stafford in here. Hey, Stafford.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Good Stafford. I know we're going to talk some basketball with you.
No, I'm
no?
gonna actually pick to the Texans today.
Okay.
Because I've had a rough season with them, man. Like I never doubted them, but I traded Stroud. I fired D'Amico. But my question, because I don't want to be too negative because they're doing very well, but D'Amico Ryans and these just not trying to get points before the half when we're in position to get points before the half. You know, we have timeouts. We have a minute left. And, you know, I want to say, hey, we trust our defense and all of that. But, you know, come playoff time, I feel like those are – little things we need to try and take advantage of. Is that you think he doesn't trust the coordinator?
Ding.
Well,
I think the quarterback, the coordinator, and the offensive line, I think D'Amico Ryans, I don't know if that's D'Amico's idea not to really put it in the to park the bus when it comes to the offense at the end of the half. Is that a head coach decision or a coordinator decision?
I don't think he's great at time management at the end of games.
Oh, D'Amico, no.
No, listen, he's great.
I don't think the Texans
and this team and blah, blah, all. He's not perfect.
But look how long.
And the end of half and the end of games have not been great.
Look how long they take to even get to the line and get a play
call.
Yeah. They take forever. So, and like, that's a
almost as bad as
now,
Miami.
That is a quarterback's urgency. A quarterback has to get the guys up because you're going to have two plays called. That's a matter of getting guys up and getting a play called. And CJ is just, man, he's lethargic.
You know,
that.
Though, I found that it's not nearly as urgent as it used to be.
Well, analytics, just the studies that they've done have showed how much time teams actually have. A minute is a long time for an NFL team.
It's a lot longer than it used to be.
Well, for most. But
I mean, you used to hurry your
– but
with 2 minutes left, it
but
was
for
like,
the Texans, it's not long because they take more time to call plays and get plays snapped than every other team.
Yeah.
I think they're
– well, not as long as Miami, but yeah.
And I think they're one of the worst in the league. And they end up taking penalties because of it and timeouts.
Yeah.
That's something else. How many timeouts have the Texans had to take because time was running out in the clock?
Listen, this is really good, and there's a lot of positives. There's still stuff to work on. Still stuff to work on. And, you know, hopefully they will be, because I saw that which Denver game was it where they, the Giants, the Denver and Giants game, where it didn't matter. There was just 12 seconds left on the clock, and Denver was able to pull that off and get that win, an unbelievable win.
Right.
Because Sean Payton has seen everything, done everything, and he is fantastic. D'Amico ain't that. He ain't that. Now, Sean Payton's deep. Well, his defense is pretty good, but it ain't the Texans either. So, I mean, I want to talk about that on the other side. On the other side.
All right.
Where the credit goes on this football team. Let's do that on the other side. But first, you are going to talk about Zadik Jewelers.
Zadik Jewelers wants to make sure that you know. We're talking about, look, so here's the deal with Zadik. This is the time of year when you want a gift that's going to actually mean something. And nobody does that better than Zadik Jewelers. This is a seventh-generation Texas-owned, Texas-love family jeweler. They've been there off of Post Oak for about 5 decades. They're going to make sure that holiday shopping is as easy as possible for you with a selection of fine jewelry, luxury watches, and gifts at every price point. They've got iconic diamond hoops and delicate necklaces to heirloom-worthy pieces that she's going to wear forever. Everything comes beautifully wrapped. So, guys, when you get in there and you get something picked, they're going to wrap it up and you're done. There's nothing else you do. It's gift ready. It's ready to go. Visit Zadik Jewelers on Post Oak Boulevard anytime you like, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, and they're going to help you find that perfect gift. Or go online and see the selections that they have for every category of jewelry that you could possibly imagine at Zadik.com. That's Zadok.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back. 713-780-3776. So the defense is great. D'Amico is a defensive coach. But, okay. This was, I guess we give Nick the credit for the draft picks, right? Nick gets the credit for the draft picks.
Yeah. If he has to take the blame, he gets the credit.
Right. But, okay, so they wanted CJ. The owner wanted CJ. But D'Amico said, I need to have Will Anderson Jr. as well. And Nick Caserio worked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, got the job done.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Right. And he did. But but D'Amico said, I got to have this guy. He's got to have some credit for that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they could have just gone, okay, we got the second overall pick. We're taking CJ. And then, you know what? We got another pick in the next round. We got all our, you know, we're not going to, we'll just do that. But the new head coach said, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Right.
Right. So he's got to get some credit for that, too.
Uh-huh.
Stingley, that's a Caserio deal, right?
Yeah.
That's a Caserio deal.
D'Amico wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, now Lovey might have had some say-so, but.
No.
I mean, Caserio is not. Everyone knew Lovey was a short-time option. So he's not making picks for Lovey's defense. He's making the best pick possible at corner.
Petrie was.
And he's right. Yeah. Stingley's better than Sauce.
He's way better.
He's right. It's like, it's case closed right now.
It was hard for a while, and that's why you got to always, because the first year, you blew it. Caserio did it.
Yeah, year
again.
One looked bad.
It was bad. It looked like a whitewash that you know what, you blew the pick just like you blew the pick the year before, so you know what, he's terrible at this, blah 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 blah. Lassiter, signing Danielle Hunter, Aziz. Now Aziz, you probably credit D'Amico.
Yeah, that's D'Amico's guy.
That's D'Amico's guy. Christian Harris was probably.
I think a lot of the free agents will be D'Amico picks. That's my guess. It's different on some teams. So if you look at everyone they've brought in, it feels like a D'Amico guy.
Is it more the guys and the talent Is it the scheme? Let's not forget now, D'Amico gave up the play calling, and yeah. It's better than ever.
How about Matt Burke gets some credit? We don't ever talk about Matt Burke. Why not?
Yeah.
We talk a lot about Nick Caley, but Matt Burke is running. So here's Nick Caley. He gets all the talk. Why does a guy with the elite defense never get talked about?
Yeah.
And this is what I don't like.
And they took a huge step when Matt Burke took over.
Yeah, and this is probably having a dad and a brother who have been lifelong coaches. But I think it's truly unfair that when a unit plays great, if C.J. Stroud plays great, it's always C.J. Stroud's great.
Yeah.
And if C.J. Stroud doesn't play great, it's the play caller, and it's something else. If the play caller's bad, if you think he's bad when things are going bad, then is he good when it's going good? I mean, if he's getting the blame, he should get the credit. That's the way it works. If you say that this guy's responsible for the performance of this unit, then when the defense plays really well, then it can't just be Will Anderson and Stingley and Petrie. I know that's what it feels like because they're making plays, but you don't say the same thing when offensive players don't execute and make plays. You say it's play calling. Well, how about we give some love to the coordination of a defense where you understand coverages, the coverages you need to deploy against their tendencies, where you know what to take away, where you scheme. You know, I think one of the things that Matt Burke does that's really smart is he doesn't do too much. He's not trying to throw exotic blitzes out there. For what? I can go get pressure with four. Why am I going to take a man out of coverage when I can cover with seven and I can rush four and get pressure with four? Why am I going to take one of my men? So he doesn't try to get cute. And that's one of the things I like about Burke is he just said, man, we got some dogs. I'm just going to go let them hunt. I'm not going to get tricky with twists and all that. I mean, he runs some twists, but mostly he just lets his players rush and he changes up coverages. And I think he does a great job. And we never talk about Matt Burke.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought him up because I never talk about him either.
Yeah. The players are playing outstanding. They've got so much talent. Nick Caserio has his role in bringing. I don't know how much the free agency what he wants to bring in versus what D'Amico wants to bring in, but his picks are on him. You can't. And that's another thing. Well, that's a D'Amico pick. We used to do that with Casserly, right? Hey, guys, this is Vic wanted this. See, hey, that's not my pick.
Well,
every pick is on your resume.
Charlie would make sure people found out when picks weren't his picks,
right?
If he didn't like them, like Jason Babin,
right?
Jason Babin, that's Vic Fangio. Oh. Man, are you on the same team or not?
Yeah,
I give Nick and you know Nick came from New England where there's always alignment, whether you like it or not. In good teams, there will be debates and there will be fights in draft rooms. And in good organizations, I think everyone has a voice. Now, how much it counts?
In New England, that's not the case, though.
But like, and I know that with no, and that's not the
that wasn't the
that's
case,
not
anyway.
The case, and that's where you start having failures. Because you have a single-minded authoritarianism where it's only one set of thoughts and no one, and there's nothing to push back. And that's bad. It's not good. It's when there's no diversity of thought in anything, in any concept of life, it's bad. When there's just one way and that's the only way, it never works out. And like I've talked to
6 Super Bowls, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's because they coasted on not just Brady, but the great players from early on in the process.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, he does get credit for that. It flamed out because of him, too. Like, it got really, really bad. But you look at other organizations, they have fights. Like, they get really mad at each other.
You got a lot of insight into the Colts organization.
Oh, my God.
Ballard, I'm not sure. Are you sure everybody does
Chiefs,
it like that?
Chiefs do it like that. You know, Ballard was there, too. Caused some problems. But Chiefs do it like that. At least they used to. It's gone more groupthink from what I understand. But not everyone is like that. But, you know, the Rockets, Dennis Lindsay used to tell me that Rudy would go around and everyone got an opinion. Everyone that was all of the personnel guys, all of the coaches got to voice their opinion on a player. Everyone got to say something. And I don't know if it's like that with the Texans or not, with Nick Caserio over there. I don't know if Lipford is going to get a say-so. He's been around for a long time. But I do like that the head coach and the GM are in alignment.
Yeah.
Like, there's an alignment there, and if they disagree, they'll disagree, but it never gets public. We don't hear about, you know, once a guy's picked, so this is how it works. I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy. No, guys, let's go watch a tape. This is not happening. We're picking him anyway. Hey, he's our guy. I want him to succeed. Hey, that's, you know, that's a good pick. That's what you become.
Is that why Brian Flores is out in Miami?
Well,
I mean, it was pretty obvious he didn't want Tua.
Well, that was after they had Tua. That was after they had Tua for a while. He wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And he didn't want Tua anymore. Yeah. He wanted Deshaun Watson. I think he was, you guys dealt, like, he was belligerent. He was belligerent and was an a-hole to the owner and to the GM. Like, that's not alignment. You have to have, Bill O'Brien and Rick, so if you want to know, I mean, Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith butted heads. Bill O'Brien didn't think he was a quote-unquote real football guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rick, frankly, was a better GM than Bill O'Brien was. I don't know about all the other stuff, but I do know this. Bill got who he wanted, a real football guy, and Brian Gain. And then Bill saw a chance to make a move and incorporate all the power into one, and he and Jack knifed Brian Gain in the back, who was a real football guy. So if you don't have alignment, your team has a great chance of failing, unless you have incredible ownership. And incredible ownership will make sure that, you know, like, I give Stephen Ross credit. He said, Flores has had some success, but we got to get him out of here. This is too toxic in here. And now he got rid of the GM in the middle of the season because he recognized that was a problem. So what I'm trying to say is, Dell, you've got an incredible owner. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, he's got a problem over there.
I would love to cheer for the Dolphins. Well, looks really good. I like that Mike
McDaniel. I just saw a story about the Titans saying Callahan wasn't ready for the toxic atmosphere that it was and all the politics that go on in the Titans organization. That ain't changing.
No.
Going nowhere.
And by the way, they've had some good football people over there, too. John Robinson, they've had some good football people. Rand Carthen ran him out of there. Like, yeah, A.J. Highsmith got to spend 1 year there before they got rid of him because Rand Carthen hired him. It's a mess over there. You're right. And guess where it starts?
At the top.
Where our owner
goes around with his hand up, high-fiving the quarterback.
That's right.
For 3 days.
We have an owner who has made one of the great
comebacks and shifts
in league history.
Yes, no.
In league history. The rebrand for Cal McNair is one of the most PR crisis companies, firms. They need to study what's
this
happened.
Should be
they
a, need to go a to college Hannah. Course.
I mean, Hannah McNair can run a PR crisis.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
That was one of
the worst.
And the fact that they didn't have a better microphone at the time to pick that up. If you're going to do Black Lives Matter, knowledge is power during the 2020 year, that whole movement, and then you get something where it's done off of a computer 40 feet away and it's that level. Like, none of that was good.
No.
Now Cal is beloved. You used to couldn't. Remember, John, when the Texans would tweet something like, happy birthday. They'd say something like, happy birthday. It could be innocuous. Happy birthday. Who was the quarterback then? Deshaun Watson. It doesn't matter. Happy birthday, Deshaun Watson. You're a bunch of clowns. You losers. And the account was just like, I just thought that.
They couldn't put anything on.
You can't tweet anything. No. Toy drive for orphans. You should never be around orphans. You're the ones who are making us sports orphans. And it's just like, oh, my God. Now?
Sell the team.
Have you seen it now? It's not one negative comment.
A
Cal
nothing.
Thing? You could post anything with Cal in the past.
After the game, it felt like my parents died watching you guys play. What? Wait a minute. Wait.
Now, anything that's Cal is just, that's my owner. W owner. So it's the greatest rebrand in history.
Yeah. What about WGM and Craig DeCerf?
Yeah, that's WGM right there. That's a winning general manager. And the reason simple is I talked about keeping it simple. I'll give you an example of what Craig DeCerf does to keep it simple. He basically comes out and says, look, we're going to follow the pattern of making sure that we get the best, you know, the best offers from the standpoint of 0% financing and things of that nature. And that's, you know, you want to have I'll just throw you some numbers right now. Right now, 2026 GMC Sierra 1500 elevation with crew cab, four-wheel drive, 0% APR financing, plus an eligible trade-in vehicle is going to give you an additional trade allowance. You've got an engine credit, and you get $2,000 in bonus cash. I mean, don't screw it up. Just make the offers that are the best offers on your vehicles right up front. Don't make people haggle. Give more for your trade-in value. Take in all of the dealer cash allowances and APR rates that you can find, and then help people get to the payments that they want to get to. And then treat them great. Treat them great before the sale. Treat them great after the sale. And that's why Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC wins customer service awards year after year after year. It's not even close. You've got professional athletes who go out there and coaches who go out there and purchase vehicles on a regular basis. I'm not going to say the names, but a lot of them have won rings. So make sure that you at least go to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com online. You can also go to LanceZCars.com. That's way easier. Or head out to Angleton and do things the old school way. Get out there, test drive, and find it for yourself. With Craig DeSerf, GMC, we are professional grade.